Good morning, I'm Cheryl Irwin. If there's one problem I just don't see in my therapy and parent coaching work, it's lack of love. Parents never come to my office to tell me they don't love their children. They may not like some behavior, but the love is a given. In fact, if there is a problem I see a lot of, it's an overabundance of love. Sometimes, especially when we're talking about setting limits, following through on agreements or consequences, or saying a kind, firm no, parents get that deer-in-the-headlights look. But they sometimes say, if I do that, won't my child be unhappy? Or if I do that, my child will cry. And the short answer is that yes, if you do what good parents are supposed to do, your children may very well feel unhappy. Parents often assume that if they're doing a good job of parenting, their children will always be happy. It turns out, however, that happy isn't a reliable compass for success in raising children. Children are happy when they get what they want. They're happy when they're having a good time. They're happy when they're getting lots of attention or when they're winning a power struggle. But the things that make children happy for a moment are often not the things they need to be happy for a lifetime. And this is one of the greatest challenges for loving parents. Can you do what's required, even when it makes your child angry or unhappy in the moment? Most parents wonder if they're doing a good enough job. And most parents occasionally have moments when they don't feel confident about their decisions and wonder if they're somehow doing damage. There are so many voices telling parents what to do these days. It can be overwhelming and confusing. It's helpful to take the time to develop excellent skills. Parenting classes are useful. So are quality parenting resources like blogs, books, and perhaps radio commentaries. But eventually, each parent must learn to know his or her own child, must decide what he wants that child to learn, and must set loving limits, teach skills and character, and follow through when necessary. And looking at a child's tear-stained face or hearing the angry or frustrated words doesn't do much for a parent's confidence. As it happens, children know what they want, and there are billions of dollars in advertising devoted each year to telling them what they should want. But children don't always know what they need. That's our job as parents. Your child may want chocolate at bedtime to avoid all homework and every Monster High doll on the market, but that doesn't mean it's a good idea for her to have those things. Being a good parent means saying no when necessary, yes when appropriate, and staying connected to your child even when she's unhappy with you. Parents need to recognize that feelings are real and deserve to be validated, but they can come and go in a New York minute. Having a successful life is about more than being happy every moment of the day. You can empathize with your child's disappointments and still do what is necessary. Sometimes the best answer is, I love you, and the answer is no. I promise you the misery will pass. The character and life skills will last a lifetime. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.